quantity. It's more about quality.
It's not about quantity, it's more about that quality. Okay. Okay, so here we go. Let's do another one. Which one is this though? Oh no, cognitive function, cardiovascular. Holy shit balls. Okay, here we go. Good luck. Here we go. Let's do it. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Listen to part of a lecture in a health science
Oh,
class.
great.
We've all heard that there are health benefits to regular exercise. It's hard even to know where to begin. Increased strength, a sense of well-being, weight maintenance, a healthy heart and cardiovascular system. Need I go on? Now we're hearing that exercise also has a positive effect on our high-level intellectual abilities. There are a few hypotheses that may explain how exercise affects our brain. But
Here
before we
we
get into that, I need to talk a little bit about neurogenesis. Neurogenesis is the creation of new neurons, nerve cells, in the brain. Now, maybe you've heard that the human brain doesn't generate new neurons after fetal development, that the neurons you have when you're born are all you'll ever have, unlike what's true of cells in most tissues, which are generated and replaced throughout life. But some decades ago, research on the ability of adult songbirds to learn new songs changed that whole paradigm. The research showed that in adulthood, the songbirds' brains created new neurons, and that these new cells helped them remember how to sing new songs. These findings on songbirds opened up the question of whether the same processes that occurred in birds also occurred in humans. And subsequent research confirmed that the adult human brain indeed generates new neurons in the memory center of the brain. But how exactly does exercise fit in here? Well, probably the most studied hypothesis out there proposes that exercise increases the production of important proteins in the brain. One such protein is called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor helps neurons grow, multiply, connect, and transmit signals. We've always known that it served this function during fetal development, but does it play a role in the proliferation of adult neurons as well? Well, let's consider what some animal studies indicate. In one important rat study, brain signals and responsiveness to those signals were enhanced within just seconds after rats were administered doses of BDNF. And physical activity in rats, even just a few minutes of swimming, has been shown to increase BDNF levels. Yes, Susan.
But that study was done on rats.
Well, it's true that a direct connection between BDNF, physical exercise, and brain performance in people hasn't been proven yet. But the sheer numbers of studies that indicate a connection in animals say a lot, in my view. And exercise does seem to have an effect on the human brain. The research done with brain imaging techniques shows that the brains of people who exercise are much denser compared to those who don't, suggesting that neurons are branching and making connections with other neurons. Also, in clinical studies involving active and inactive adults, the active adults scored much higher on cognitive tests that measured high-level thinking skills than inactive adults did.
But I've always thought that doing crossword puzzles and, like, reading a lot was important if you wanted to maintain your thinking abilities. You know, that you need to stay mentally stimulated and learn new things.
Yes, it seems that gaining knowledge or abilities is another key. While it's true that thousands of new neurons are produced in the brain's memory center each day, and that exercise promotes their generation, those new neurons will just die off if they're not being used for anything. Animal studies have shown a correlation between acquiring new skills and new neurons actually surviving in the brain. It seems to be a use it or lose it kind of thing. So, good point. Yes, Matt?
I was just wondering, how much exercise do we need to keep our brains making neurons? I imagine the more the better, right?
Well, interestingly, some studies suggest that less is more here. You see, there's a particular stress hormone that's elevated in response to all methods of exercise, but more so with more intense regimens. Stress hormones have been implicated in reducing BDNF levels and can also create a cascade of other problems in the human body.
This is insane.
Yeah, man, you should see. Oh my God. Like that was just insane. And if I go up, man, like, look at all that. That's how much I had to write. Lord, that was crazy. Man, there was so much in the left-hand side too.
It was a lot too. And I got a little bit lost when she was talking about new cells, remember new songs and all that, birds and I don't know.
It's okay. Let's see. Because again, my details were much further down now. I have much less details than everything else. So let's see right here. What is the main purpose of this lecture?
To compare the effect of different types of exercise on learning?
No, it's not about exercises. No. It's more about...
No. They analyze the relationship between exercise and cardiovascular health. To discuss research suggesting that exercise promotes cognitive... Oh, so I like that one.
Yeah.
I wrote benefits.
And then D, absolutely not. To elaborate on the importance of vigorous exercise and stress management, absolutely not. So we're between B and C.
I will choose C.
Okay, here we go. Atta woman. Good job. You're getting these just purpose questions. We're kicking ass, goddammit.
I'm just going to put one right.
Hey, I admire you and everyone else has to write that shit. I don't write that often anymore. You know what I mean? I type. And so when I start writing like that whole time, I'm like, oh my God, there was a time where I just had to rest 2 seconds. And then I'm like, okay, get back to it. And I have to memorize a couple of things.
And you're both, at least you're good memorizing stuff. I'm horrible memorizing stuff. So
there are certain things where if there's a lot of visual imagery, oh, it's easy. Like the Harlem Renaissance, that's all visual imagery. I can see everything in my head. So it makes it so much easier. But this right here, I'm like, well, I can't see nerves and shit. Okay, here we go. What did the researchers decide to investigate as a result? Okay, so we're going to go to songbirds.
Songbirds, okay.
Songbirds, right?
But that's all the way here. I put here birds and human. New neurons in humans,
right? And so these songbirds, they could remember song they could remember better when they're older. So what did they decide to do? Well, here we go. I have human brain, yes,
I remember
one, increased production of neurons helps multiply. And so they did an experiment with rats, and it showed that it enhanced in seconds. So they decided to investigate further if it could be applied to human beings. So that's what my answer is going to look like. Let's go. A, whether new neurons could develop in the adult human brain, that is a fantastic answer. Let's keep it going though. B, which cognitive processes played the biggest role in increasing the songbird's what cognitive processes? You ain't say shit about nothing. No. What did the researchers investigate as a result? Not in regards to, not pertaining to songbirds. We're talking about what did they do after they learned about the songbirds. This has nothing to do with songbirds. So I would quickly eliminate B and C just because the subject and the focus is songbirds and it's not supposed to be songbirds. C, which brain chemicals were involved in neurogenesis? Motherfucker, you did not say neurochemicals whatsoever. So C's quickly eliminated. However, D, human brain again, what role exposure to music? Fuck no, music wasn't even mentioned in the entire
office. Yeah, place in human brain development, yeah.
Absolutely not. So A, without a doubt, would be the answer.
Okay, whether new neurons could develop in the adult human brain.
And so remember, I'm going down, and you see right over here.
Oh yes, I wrote it.
Human brain was the next one, yes. And then they did the research and turned them
into
animal rat. You see what I mean?
I have it too. Notes. Like,
notes are fucking weird. Thing. Can you please write in the Cornell? Hey, I'm looking at your notes, Katie. Holy shit. That's why you, at the end, you said you found it. And I'm
at the end. Here, because I put human new neurons. It's here, new neurons.
Right. You scaring me. Okay, all right.
I hear it's here. I promise it's here. I just couldn't find it. I couldn't connect it, but now I did. Okay, good.
Okay. All right, well, let's keep it going. All right, let's keep it going. Good job, though. What is the professor's opinion about the research findings on rats that were administered BDNF? I didn't write down BDNF, but I wrote down
I did.
what happened.
So
Research.
I wrote increase. So I put signals, seconds, the words that I wrote, signal seconds, increase, and then I put an arrow BDNF
There you go. So something
connection.
increased and something, it very quickly, it increased the levels of BDNF. So that's going to be our answer.
That's okay.
The
So
findings
the
should be
final should be
with
easy.
caution. Fuck no. Get the fuck out of here.
And this determinant may play a role in the
Oh.
development of neurons in humans.
A little weird. The findings suggest may play a role in the development of See, the findings indicate that BDNF probably hindered rats' ability. Absolutely not. That's a negative, right? That's a negative statement. This is actually positive. We're looking for a positive statement.
See,
Now,
and
it did not help.
did not help.
Yeah, that's another negative statement. So we're between
Yeah,
A
so that's
and
what I
B.
thought.
I'm more,
So
now I'm a little bit leaning towards A. You want to know why? Because after that, the girl says, well, this is about rats, though. And the professor was like, well, although it's not proven, because it's about animals, it says a lot, in my opinion. I think A is absolutely the answer. Because after I looked at A, I looked at it, and then I said, whoa, 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 because it says the findings should be used with caution. Why? Because it was only in rats when making claims about the role in human fetal development. Oh, unless you can refute me with B. B just says the findings suggest that BDNF may play a role in the human, in the development of neurons in humans.
I mean, I like the one that said in the development of neurons in humans because I put here increase and I mean, I don't know, development increase signals of seconds.
What do you think? Okay, I'm thinking A. You want to go with
And I
B?
wrote something about human brain too. I don't know. I don't know. I like D, B. I mean, I like B, but
Okay, let's see. 3, 2, 1. Yes. That is very interesting.
maybe that's wrong. I don't know.
You know what? You know what? Because maybe A is a negative answer. Maybe it should be used with caution. And that's why
It
at the very
should.
end, I said caution. I said, fuck no, because it was negative. The
Yeah,
only
because you first
positive
said
answer is
no.
B. I first said no. And the only positive answer is B. You're a
I'm
monster.
proud of
She's ready. We're going 28.
30.
30. What does the professor imply may be important to prevent new neurons from dying?
Okay, so I put here new neurons, brain generation.
Now, the thing
I
is,
wrote,
the boy asked and was like, hey, how much exercise? Well, she said, hey, the heart or the less is more,
less,
less is
more.
better, right? Right. So, vigorous exercise is not less, it's the opposite. I don't like it. Mentally stimulating learning environments. I did not write down environment, although I did write the woman did ask before that about the crosswords, which is great too. New neurons would die off if you do not. Uh-oh, hold on. But remember, dying and new neurons dying. See, I wrote this before the guy mentioned about the exercise. So gaining knowledge is key. Oh man, I'm going with B now based on that because look, remember the girl said something about the crosswords, right? Right there, cross. And then after that,
Yes.
gaining new knowledge key. And then new neurons die off. That's exactly the question. New neurons from dying off. What may be important? What does the professor imply may be important? Maybe gaining new knowledge. So it must be B. I don't know. C is bullshit. A is the opposite. So you're either doing B or D. D, a healthy cardiovascular system? What? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm stuck.
I'm going B.
I don't
Let's
know
go.
which.
Bam! I told you, goddammit. See, that time I said I told you, I didn't tell you. You know why? Because I went back to the question and it said your neurons dying off. And I wrote down exactly that in my notes. So I went
Okay.
before that in my details and it said gaining knowledge key. That was in relation to what the girl had said about crosswords and things that are mentally stimulating. B, mentally stimulating learning environments. Now, the whole environment thing is stupid as fuck, but mentally stimulating learning activities would have been the perfect answer.
Okay.
Now, what made you confused though?
I was just looking my notes and I didn't have too much information about that. That's why I was not sure which one was the answer.
Why don't you have information on that? What happened?
I just wrote new neurons brain and then generation, and I did write less, more.
Fuck. Damn. So you probably would have ended up picking something else because you would have ended up picking, I don't know. I'm just trying to, you probably would have ended up picking D based on what you wrote down because
Yeah.
you didn't write down the girl's question about the crosswords and it
I
being gaining
didn't,
knowledge
yeah,
key.
I didn't write down that.
That's a very good. That's a very good. Oh, damn. Okay, gotta be careful with that. Huh? Because guess what? You would have been steered in the direction of working out instead of the mental stimulation.
So kind of like go back on what she said.
That's right.
Okay.
Woo-wee. Okay, let's keep it going. What point does the professor make when she discusses stress hormones? They can create a cascade of problems, is what I had written down, and that less is more. That's all I wrote down. So, A, different individuals need different amounts of who is that? Man, I think it's gonna rain again. This is crazy as I've never. Okay, anyways, learning is. Remember yesterday? Holy shit. Now it's dark as hell again. It's summer. It's not supposed to rain. I'm a little bit scared because it's gonna flood this year if it keeps happening. Okay, calm down.
Oh no.
Learning is more likely to occur
That's
in
scary.
individuals who are completely relaxed. Fuck that answer.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
Elevated stress hormones may indicate a need for more frequent exercise.
C is just weird as hell. Elevated stress hormones may indicate a need for more frequent exercise. Are you fucking crazy?
No.
Moderate exercise regimes may be more beneficial.
Thanks, stream. Yes, she said that. She
Easy.
said that. Yes,
Easy.
for sure.
Excellent job. Good
And
job.
I wrote regimens word. I wrote less, more regimen,
Right.
those three words. And I remember that. I remember I heard
Remember
that.
that, right? Good.
And I never remember stuff, but I did remember.
Oh shit, I hate this one. Here we go.
Listen again to part of the lecture,
Ugh.
then answer the
It's not
question.
about the content.
We've all heard that there are health benefits to regular exercise. It's hard even to know where to begin. Increased strength, a sense of well-being, weight maintenance, a healthy heart and cardiovascular system. Need I go on?
Need I go
Why
on?
does the professor say this?
Need I go on?
Need I go on?
Because she could keep going and going. That's why she said that.
Okay.
Now,
Near, can you say it again? What do you say? Near? Okay.
need I go on?
Need I go on?
And remember,
Okay.
before that, she made a list of like 6,000 things. What she's indicating is that she could make a list of 60,000 more
Like
things.
she could keep talking and saying more and more.
That's
Okay.
right. To
Complete
signal
with
that she would
public.
provide examples of studies, fuck no, it's not about the content. To prompt the students to think about other benefits of exercise, eh. C, to imply that it is unnecessary to give additional examples to support her statement about exercise. I know I got excited, sorry. D, to make the point that the health benefits of exercise, no! You already know my answer. What do you think? What's your answer?
See, to imply
Say it
that
with your
it's
chest. Say it
unnecessary.
with your chest. Good. You got it. That's it. Say it with your chest. And don't, and the thing is, I don't want you to
Yeah,
overanalyze.
because she can keep giving more examples
That are
and more, and
unnecessary
it'll
because she
end up to
already.
the same theme.
That's right. That
It
are
will have at the end the
unnecessary.
same point. Got it.
Oh. Ugh. We did a motherfucking perfecto today. You do that on the test. We are going to do a very, very good job. I don't know what accent that is. But what do you think, man?
Yeah, I mean, I...